November 10th, 2023. Oh no, I'm starting to bleed. Oh no, no more tampons? Guess I'm going to the store to get some. 1, 2, 3, 4. I really don't feel well. These cramps are cramping. Man, why are periods so fucking demanding? Breathing slowly and deeply, I start driving to the store. Soon I can go back home and cry some more. Talking to myself like, you got this, girl. New organic tampons? I'll give them a whirl. Get back in my car. Okay, that wasn't so bad. In just 5 minutes, I'll be back home and chill them a bit. Pulled up to my apartment. Damn, what is all this commotion? There's always so much riffraff here, I swear. Just ignore it and keep the forward motion. Get out of my car. Gotta hurry up, the bleeding is heavy. And what the fuck is this cop doing with all of this yelling? Oh, hold up. Is this cop for me? No way, he's yelling.
Shut the door and get back in the car.
My heart is racing with fear and anger. I don't even know where to start. He says, ma'am, you just ran that stop sign. I said, no, I definitely did not. Well, you didn't come to a full stop. Full stop? Now, how do you expect me to full stop when I'm dealing with all this bleeding? I mean, really, I wasn't even speeding. You loser cop, you could never handle this pain. You go and try and live your life while bleeding in vain. Full stop! 5 months later, I finally have my court date. Now this is the shit I really fucking hate. You make me show up, but I must be guilty or go back to fight my case. But with how I live my life, I ain't got no time to waste. Called up to the podium and got the judge to reduce my fine. It's really just so dumb, cause running out for tampons and they should not be a crime. I still have to go to traffic school. So uncool! But I decided to write this song so I don't look back in anger, and instead I could be proud of turning a lame situation into a banger. Full stop! Now how do you expect me to full stop when I'm dealing with all this bleeding? I mean, really, I wasn't even speeding! You loser cop, you could never handle this pain! You go and try and live your life while bleeding in vain! Full stop!
Fuck yeah, that was Corey Elba on The Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick?
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. High above Reno. And the sweet, sassy sounds of punk rock goodness. It's The Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host, Nick Ramirez. Cadillac Kim is here. Dogwater Dick is out this week, but we got Patrick Starfish in the back and the band, Corey Elba.
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
We're running. So, yeah.
Isn't Corey supposed to come out?
I thought I was waiting for a cue.
No, you get up here, Corey.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way,
this isn't the Tonight Show. We're not going to like introduce you. There's no curtain.
Yeah, so Corey's downstairs because she drums and sings at the same time, you guys.
We love a singing drummer.
That's so cool. And then, hi, Corey. Then we got Layla on the bass.
Hello.
And Corey's dad, Rob.
Hey, Corey's dad.
On the guitar.
Rob's in the house.
I'm here.
And you flew into town for this special.
I did. I flew in this morning.
Yes. We're an airline family.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. The if you listened on the bonus show, you'd already know that.
Patreon.com/worst little podcast.
Great plug.
But yeah, so did you use some of your credits to get him up here on a free flight or anything?
No, I kind of helped him get a job with the airlines. So
I work, yeah.
Oh, you work there too?
I work for airlines.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys get free flights.
LAX.
Yeah, we're standby people, so yeah.
If there's that's a seat, handy we're for going. A band, dude.
Yeah, no, I know. I got Layla on that.
I'm also an honorary standby. So yeah, I've been flying. I flew standby all weekend. I flew up first class from Orange County yesterday morning. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is great.
Are you guys not from here? You live here, right, Corey?
I live in Truckee.
In Reno? Oh, okay. In Truckee?
Yeah. Yeah.
I am not from here, though. I am from, grew up in Florida, South Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. Born in Salem, Massachusetts.
Nice.
Grew up in South Florida and then became a flight attendant. Lived in a bunch of different cities.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Layla, where
I
do
currently
you
live
from?
In Truckee.
Okay.
I've lived in a bunch of cities, but just all in California. So yeah.
Yeah.
Like originally from the Bay and then spent some time in LA, back in the Bay, and now up here.
And Dad is living in LA.
Dad's living in LA now. I'm from Queens, New York originally, but I'm in LA now.
Oh, wow.
Now.
How did Layla and Corey, how did you two meet?
At an open mic in Truckee.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Shout out Dark Horse.
Yeah, shout out Dark Horse. Yeah, it was really special. It's really hard to find people that want to play punk music or any. It's hard to find people to just show up.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Reliable and with no ulterior motives.
And also just like, you know, someone that vibes with the music and just gets
it. For sure. Yeah, it was very sort of funny little kismet because I moved up to Truckee just on a whim and then just found this little like coffee shop I really loved the vibes of and then saw a poster for an open mic and I was like, oh, I should do those. And so I was playing guitar and I wasn't even really singing at the time. But
I was doing some really cool shit though.
I was just like guitar. I was doing like guitar looping and I like, I went through this period where I was like, I want to just be like the best Ebo, like the little like ultra sustain thing. I was like, I want to just, I want to play like great lead guitar solos with an Ebo. So I was just in my room working on that and then saw a thing for an open mic and I just showed up doing like a cover of like a Pixies cover, just entirely layering Ebo loops and everything. And then I kind of half sang when I had to so people would know what song it was. And then I think I did like one of the songs. And then afterwards, Corey was up and then she was like singing and drumming and going crazy. I was like, she's so cool. I love floor toms and she does too. And then she walked up to me afterwards and she said, I knew what song you were playing before you started singing. And then, that kind of just kicked it off.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the Truckee punk scene must not be that big.
You're looking at it.
Yeah.
We have it at the podcast.
Yeah, it's currently in Reno.
It's currently here. Yeah, this is where I'm so grateful for Reno because this is pretty much where everyone thinks I probably live in Reno.
I just assumed, I guess.
Yeah. But Reno has been when I started playing drums like 3.5 years ago and I started going to open mics in Truckee, but it was just so not my, I'm grateful for it all, but it's just not my vibe.
Is it more like hippie style?
Yeah, it's a lot of Grateful Dead.
Singer-songwriters.
Yeah, lots of Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. Lots of Grateful Dead.
Not a lot of juggalos in Truckee.
We'll get to that question. Save it for the quiz.
It was actually the open mic at Z-Bar, which they stopped doing, which makes me sad. But
oh, yeah. I didn't know they did an open mic
there
ever.
Z-Bar was actually how I got my most of my like confidence, and I started playing music with some wonderful humans actually and got more comfortable. I would go to open mic every single Monday night, no matter how early I had yoga the next day, I was at the open mic. And I had some really horrible moments at the open mic, like embarrassing drumming moments, but it was so crucial. I was going there pretty much every week for 6 months, I think I would go. And then I met other people, played in like maybe 4 bands now, and was lucky enough to get a bunch of shows in Reno, and it had so much support and felt really like loved and appreciated, and I felt like this was where my people are. And then, you know, also I am a little older, I guess.
We're looking at each other like, what?
You're the youngest one here.
I mean, just the people that I was playing with are the people that I felt older. And I'm grateful, very grateful that I started playing music when I was already in my 30s because I had already stopped drinking. I had all these healthy habits already. I'm dedicated to my yoga, dedicated to my diet and just like taking care of myself, which if I had, as much as sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I played drums when I was like 5, I probably would have been a mess maybe. Like, I don't know. Like, who knows if I would have. I learned very quickly that it's kind of scary playing music. It can be very scary. Obviously, with the song Incel, that was a true story that happened in Reno with one of my ex-guitar players. So it's just very like, there's a lot of scary situations that can happen. So
these listeners right now, some of them have heard the Patreon. So with this first 2 songs we're on, the smaller show. So. Those are songs you didn't hear, you guys, unless you have the Patreon, which you can get at patreon.com.
And you too can
worst
hear,
little podcast.
And you too can hear the incel song.
That's right. You get 2 this week on the bonus show. So Yeah, we don't want to give it all away. But
yeah, it's interesting you say all that because Reno is just, oh, man, there's always one, you know? There's always those creeps. Yeah. But
he wasn't from Reno, though.
So, oh, okay. Well, yeah.
No.
No, I mean, the wonderful thing about Reno is that for the most part, you can't get away with that stuff for too long.
Yeah, no, I've always felt I've always felt that way. I felt very, every show I go to, I used to be, it's so funny, the first band that I got like really stoked on was Pussy Galore. And I was like, so the first time I ever saw Wolfgang perform, I was scared of him. I was like, I remember.
He's so nice.
I know, but I was scared of him. I was like,
he's super tall.
Stay away from that man. He's so scary. And then I was like, wait, this is like, he's like the nicest human ever. Like, he's so gentle. Like, he's a gentle giant.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's, you can't judge people. But I was like, oh, God, stay away from him. But like, yeah, no, one of the nicest humans ever. So supportive at every single show, front row, vibing.
Yeah, we love Wolfgang.
Yeah. Sweetheart.
The podcast.
Yeah. I'm sorry for judging, but I'm just a girl.
Well, because you've had experiences and, you know,
yeah, yeah.
Which has shaped like your worldview and stuff. And unfortunately, not everybody is as nice.
And as much as I love punk music and music, I am not the type, I'm not going to be in the pit. I'm going to be in the corner protecting myself.
Hell no.
So I'm just like very conscious of my like personal space. Yeah. And, don't like sweaty people, so yeah.
Beer getting spilled on you.
Well, yeah. I love sweaty people.
Yeah, there's always that guy headbanging, sweating.
Yeah.
Like, and they hit you with their sweaty hair. Yeah. Yeah. I'm over it too.
At least there's not a lot of spitting going on in punk anymore, which is kind of nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I haven't seen it in years, decades even.
Let's not bring that back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So a little sweat, I don't mind, but it's when people, you know, if you spit and stuff, that's terrible.
No G.G. Allen.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's not cool. It wasn't cool then either.
No, it was gross.
It's okay. We always mention G.G. like, God, probably half the podcast we do, we've mentioned G.G. So no foul there at all.
He was a meme before memes foul, existed. But. Really, though. He was a meme.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you guys, you want to do another song for us since you came all this way? Let's get some rock and roll in the building. And
yes.
I love your songs.
Thank you.
Yeah. So far, man. It's
so
a riot.
So far.
So far.
Yeah, so far it's been a riot. Yeah. Okay. I'm into it.
All right, I'm going.
And I love, again, the fact that you play drums and sing at the same time. That's dope.
Yeah. And I love, and I should mention, while you're getting set up downstairs, that this is our first Women's March show. So every year in the month of March, I know it's maybe a little hokey, but you know,
it's a tradition.
It's
here.
A tradition now, and we really like to set aside the month of March every Monday to kind of focus on female fronted or all female bands, singer songwriters, whatever. And we have a really cool month coming up.
Stoked
with lots of awesome bands, new bands, bands we haven't heard from for a while. So
very cool.
Yeah.
We got to keep DEI alive somehow.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, for throwing off the all female.
Oh, no, no, no. I
mean,
no.
But you, like, honestly, one, we need allies. Two, you did help create one of the females.
Yeah.
There you go.
You did provide the DNA in order
to.
I wouldn't exist. I wouldn't exist without you.
You get a pass, Rob. Yeah. You're an ally.
Yeah.
You're one of the good ones.
Hello.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, so I'm at my kit.
Yeah,
you all ready, Corey?
Yeah,
Let's do it.
Are we doing
Rob starts the final two songs. The final two songs on the
EP. All right. Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Breaking Free, starring 90s TV. Cher Horowitz would not freaking stand for this. Hold up, how's my hair? Okay, let's go. It's with beauty and grace that I speak of such disgrace. Sitting at the bus stop wondering how did this flop? Being scolded like a child, it's really so fucking wild. Two words ingrained in my brain and they sound so familiar. And they were clueless and careless. You're so clueless and careless. Okay, maybe a little clueless, never really careless. Seriously thought whatever, riding around town in my fancy white Jeep. Oh shit, beep beep, that came out of nowhere. Beverly Hills, you're always giving me the chills. Turning every which way, red light tickets for days. And oh no, you're getting on the freeway.
not talk about that. Pop culture, yeah, it's so fucking groovy. Filling up my heart with these nostalgic comfort movies. With every flight I take, this movie never gets old. So thank you for your words that were totally meant to scold. And they were clueless and careless. You're so clueless and careless. Okay, maybe a little clueless, never really careless. Seriously thought that I'd be sad forever. But then I was like, oh my god, wait, whatever.
Woo!
Rat.
Okay.
Do you like doing another one or do you want to come back up?
No, we'll do another one.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
All right. Song's called Mirror, Mirror. Yeah, yeah. She sparkles and shines, and I hate to admit it, but okay, fine. I used her and abused her, called her smart and beautiful, but damn, I'm deeply sick and so completely full of shit. This can't be it. Buzz. Laundry's done. Time to clean up this mess. It's been causing us so much stress. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fakest of them all? Forever my favorite little muse. Now she's used and abused. I walk around town playing my sad songs, hoping someone will be dumb enough to actually sing along. But really, I'm just fooling myself.
I love just hearing your stories. Yeah. They're a great story song. It's like folk, right? Music, but it's punk rock folk music. It's
right.
Yeah, from a lady's perspective. Yeah,
yes.
It's very cool.
That's awesome.
What do you think, Patrick?
I want to, when you were doing the open mics, was it just you?
Oh, wait, she's not on headphones yet.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
The one thing.
Oh, it's fine.
You sounded so good. I was so focused on that.
Right?
I'm back.
Hi. Nobody missed it. It sounded amazing.
Is this such good cardio?
I know.
I'm here.
Corey, go ahead. I mean, Patrick, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I was going to ask, when you were doing open mics, was it just you on drums?
Yeah.
And singing?
Actually.
Just banging the drums and singing?
Okay, so what I would do is in Truckee, one of the open mics that they have, shout out Alibi Open Mic, the guy who runs it, Steve, really does the most, and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. He has an entire freaking stage set up. Yeah. Like, you can go with your whole band, show up, and that's what he wants. He encourages.
Sure. Yeah, like, no soundtrack giving you just show up.
And you're going to sound amazing. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, it's the only open mic in town with a full drum set every week, and it's conveniently located, like, a five-minute walk from my house. So, once again, this was Monday nights, and I used to double up. So I'd go to open mic in Alibi, and then I'd drive to Reno and go to open mic in Reno. So, but what I would do is I would make playlists of like 4 to 5 songs that I was working on the drums, and I would go to open mic and play by myself to the track, which was really hard because when you're playing to a track, like you don't, it's, if you fuck up, you like really got to get back in it, right?
Right.
But it's also just open mic. So there's like, well, it's fine. And also everyone here thinks I'm nuts because I'm doing these. That's when I was doing like Babes in Toyland covers and like, you know, there's like kids there and I'm just like, whatever. I mean, yeah, no. But I think doing that every week and having, I would try to switch it up every single week and do like kind of a show. I would wear certain outfits and then I try to do 4 to 5 songs. We had 15-minute slots. So a lot of the songs I would do are pretty short anyways. But yeah, I would be by myself and my friends would come. I have all these videos of me from when I first started and it looks crazy because I'm just there by myself, like playing along to a song. But it really was great practice. And that's how I would practice for almost everything.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's a great way because any musician could just practice at their house and then never leave their house. But you're like, I want to get out in front of people and just do this and make it part of the process right away.
Yeah, I was lucky to have a really good drum teacher that always told me that he knows a lot of people that are really good at home, but then they get out in front of people and they're, so he just encouraged me to go out and play in public as much as possible and with as much people as possible. So that's what I did. I just did a bunch of open mics, but the playing to track was what really helped me because you, like I said, there's zero forgiveness. Like,
yeah.
You gotta like know what you're doing. So
it's like playing to a metronome, right?
Yeah. And sometimes it would suck because most of the time the sound was great, but sometimes the song that I was playing wouldn't be loud enough. And then I'd be playing drums and I couldn't hear the song and I'm like, crap. Like, yeah, no, but I did. I have some really fun covers that I did. I did like Killing in the Name and then a bunch of Babes in Toyland and Jack Off Jill.
Nice.
And yeah, some Girl in Red, actually. And of course, Taylor Swift.
Do you still do open mics?
Yes, I do, actually. I take breaks. So I'll do like, I'll probably, if I'm like when we were recording this, I was obviously busy and focused on these. So I didn't. But what I do, like open mics for me, so I can play 3 chords really well on the guitar. So I write my songs now. By all these songs started out as me going to open mic with my guitar and just playing like A and is it G?
Yeah.
And G over and over again.
You throw some D in there. Sometimes.
I throw D. There's like an E minor and an A.
That's all you need. Three chords and the truth.
So
right?
I will just like sing the song how I want it to sound and strum. But then I realize like, well, I play drums as long as I know when to strum, right? Like that's really, and a lot of my songs have breaks. So I just know when to stop. I learned, you know, muting the strings, all this stuff. But that's open mics are kind of where I test my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll play them a couple times. I'll be like, okay, I like how it sounded. Or maybe I'll omit that word or something. But I still go when, especially right now, because I'm writing new music now. So then I go to open mics as much as possible to practice. And then
Justin Truckee, or do you come to Reno ever?
Well, I was wanting to go to the Z-Bar, but then they stopped doing it. It's hard with my schedule. You know, I have a strict yoga schedule. When I'm working, I am not here. So it's hard. But right now it's just Truckee. I do go to one in Tahoe City sometimes.
Do you guys ever play as a band in front of people?
Well, we play in the Alibi one whenever we're both in town. Because that's – and kind of what we were saying earlier. I mean, it just sounds really good. So it's pretty much just like band practice.
It's like
we can hear
practice,
each other really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of times we just kind of treat that as like a rehearsal space.
Yeah. And then when you mess up, I realize that when I mess up in public, it's like, I'll note, okay, that's what I messed up on. Let's work on that. Like, let's not do that again or whatever. It just helps. No, I don't know. The open mic, there's not that much pressure, but it's so great to have that space. So.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So we have been. And then, of course, the CD, we had a CD release party,
yeah.
And then my dad flew in and we did the trio.
Yeah. We did the LA cool. as well.
Oh, yeah, LA. So I forgot. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. And then you played LA?
We did play LA. Right. Yeah.
Nice. Very cool.
When are you going to play Reno?
I don't know. Honestly, I love playing live. Like, it's so fun. And I love doing this. I love it. But I also, as a creator, if I focus too much on like when I first started a band, right, I got so into it. But then I have so much going on. Like I love doing, I'm an illustrator. I'm doing a million things. I go to Japan. I got back from Japan like 3 days ago I like to live my life and I don't want to ever like overextend myself. I would love to eventually. Yes. But I also only have like 5 songs right now. Well, about to have
probably seven, but yeah. I don't have.
We still got a couple to go.
We'll have seven by the end of the night.
Yeah, we'll have seven by the end of the night. But I only had five songs, so I felt kind of lame if I just play a show and I'm playing for 10 minutes. I want to get at least a 15 or 20 minute set, you know, so I have more songs to pull from. So eventually I'd like to. It's also, I can't keep flying my dad down to play.
Yeah, yeah.
We were trying to work out
a duo. Find
a
girl guitar player. I keep telling you. Please.
I mean, she found one, but then she can't play bass and guitar at the same time.
She tried. Well, that's true. Yeah, Layla tried. I got it.
I did.
We haven't figured out how to clone Layla.
Yeah.
If we can, then we're. She's,
We've got our crack team on it.
I'm big on not forcing things. Yeah. Like, I really am. Like, that is my. If as long as I'm doing what I like and I'm working hard. Everything happens and shows up. Layla showed up. I don't like to force it. I've already forced stuff before. I'll be like, oh, can you?
That's smart.
Yeah. It'll all work out. It always works out.
The doors will open.
It always works out.
As long as you go to practice.
So like, yeah. And I just, there's a lot of goals I have musically too. Like I would like to get better at the guitar, comfortably play five chords in public maybe. trying to learn all my songs on guitar. These are all really big goals that I have that are take a lot of time and work. So I don't want to just like it's cool that I can play drums, but it'd be even cooler if I could play my songs on every instrument.
Hey, Kim, check out this bill. It would be Corey Elba, Philippe Indejo, and Slutsville.
Oh, I would love to see you in
Slutsville.
I was actually about to ask. That's so funny you said that, Nick. I was going to ask you, like, what's your dream lineup in Reno? Like, if you were to play with some Reno bands.
Well, definitely Slutsville.
Or regional bands.
Like, oh, and then Pussy Velour, of course.
Yeah, headliner. Honestly, I was lucky. I feel like I'm so grateful because the first time I ever had a show in Reno with the band that started, we opened for Pussy Velour. I felt so cool. I remember being at the airport at work, like, calling my friend Carly to see if she'd play bass on a whim for this. We're going to open for this amazing band. And I felt so stoked, you know. That's awesome. So cool. So I'm like, that would actually be like Pussy Velour, Slutsville. I love Wormshot.
Oh yeah, they're great.
And I remember meeting the drummer at one of my shows like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I remember she just started playing, and I watched their new stuff. It's so good. They're so great. So maybe Wormshot, but I don't know.
Right.
I have there's a lot of people that I would love to play.
And then I'm sure, like, on the other side, Sacramento, Truckee.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. I definitely have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots.
Very cool. Hey, so Patrick, did Rick show you how to give me my music?
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
All right, thank you. It's time for the worst little quiz. You guys have never been on the show, and so we have a tradition around here for virgins to do a worst little podcast. We're gonna play the worst little quiz. And you'll be playing a three-way header. Here we go. Let's see. My first question will be we'll do a celebrity road trip question. It's one of my standard questions. You're going on a celebrity road trip, Corey, and you're going across the country. I don't know which side you're starting on. You can tell me that. West Coast, East Coast. Who's the celebrity you're with, and what car are you guys in?
Oh, man. I'm with Paris Hilton, and we're in a pink Ford pickup truck.
Nice. Amazing. And where are you guys going, from West Coast to East or East to West?
I think we're going to go I'm going to show her where I grew up in South Florida, and we're going to road trip to Vegas, and I'll go party with her in Vegas.
Very cool. That's the best answer. And the immediacy gets you extra points, which is rad. Layla, same question.
Oh, dang. I'm not going to be able to top that. is it a dead or alive? Anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
Okay.
Fictional even.
I'm just going to go a completely different direction. I'm just going to say Charlie Chaplin. Mm. And let's just go. Can we do, like, if we could do like a motorcycle sidecar sort of thing?
Wow.
I don't know if he knew how to.
Wow.
Like, I don't know if y'all have seen photos of like. Age mid 30s Charlie Chaplin without his makeup. He was a stunning human being.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if he knew how to drive a motorcycle. I don't really, in this particular fantasy, I don't really care. So yeah, I'll just sit in a sidecar and just like watch the wind like blow in his hair and then just hear hear stories the entire time. Let's see. I'm gonna, so it has to be east to west.
Okay, east to west.
Okay, yeah.
But or I'm whatever you want.
I'm going to, I don't know, because I want to do the entire run of, like, the of Highway 1, like, in some way. So we might do, like, I might kind of avoid your entire area. I don't think we would cross
paths
at all.
Probably for the best, honestly.
Yeah, I think we're just going to kind of go, like, top of the state, like, kind of around the border, and then just take Highway 1 all the way down the coast, and then end up in San Diego, and then just get married in Mexico like he did with one of his other teenage wives.
Wow, that was quite a trip.
That was unreal.
I saw the whole thing. You know an unbelievable amount about Charlie Chaplin.
Rob.
Oh, I'm playing this too.
Same question.
Oh,
yes,
can't
sir.
Wait to hear yours.
Yeah, Rob.
Oh my God, I'm so unprepared. I would want to go with, I would like to bring back Joey Ramone. Ooh, and me and nice. Joey go in a, I don't care. My first car was a brown Toyota Corolla. So a brown Toyota
cool.
Corolla. And me and Joey would start, I live in LA now. So we'd start in LA. We'd go to New York. We'd go to Queens where we both grew up. Forest Hill, Queens, see the old neighborhood and just hang out with Joey.
Fuck. I love that answer so much. Cadillac Kim.
All right, we're going to go with a classic. You're trapped on a desert island. Who do you eat first, your lover, your brother, or your mother?
A Rory Dowd question.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well,
that
mean,
can be the answer if
is,
you want.
Is it bad that I immediately have an answer?
No, that's not bad.
Is it bad that I'm like, if you don't have one, I'm ready to go?
Do it, Layla.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Go.
Okay, so... I think my mom knows I would eat her first, and she would be totally okay with it. And here's the thing, it would be my brother, but my brother's a phenomenal chef, so I know that he would be really, really good at like, especially because I mean I don't cook meat. I haven't cooked meat like pretty much ever, so it would be great to have my brother there.
This is the best answer.
I can just be off with my lover while all this happens, so I don't have to actually deal with it.
You don't have to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah, I'll just like be like, you two have fun. We're going to go on this side of the island, and then I'll just come back and eat dinner when it's all done.
I love it. That might be the best answer we've ever gotten to that question.
You're going to leave your brother to cook your mom while you go hang out with your lover.
Absolutely. Charlie Chaplin.
I don't have a brother. Charlie Chaplin. I don't have a brother, so I can't. It's hard for me to like really get into... Yeah. Into it, but yeah.
Hard pass for me.
All right.
Yeah. Can I skip that?
Layla wins
that's
this
good.
Round.
That's good. All right, Patrick, you got a question.
This, if you were stuck in an airport for the rest of your life, and it's not just because the your job. I asked us this before. What's the stuck in an airport record?
Wait, what's the...
Oh, like album. What music,
yeah.
What album.
Oh.
It's like Desert Island album, but...
But it's stuck in an airport.
Stuck in an airport album.
Oh,
for
well,
the rest of your life.
Can it be a playlist or an album? Because I already album. Have one. Because I...
Album.
God, imagine.
I'm going to be super lame and say... It's not lame for me. I'm going to say Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department because it's 2 full hours long.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Nice.
So that gives me the most Perfect. Time. That's what I do when I fly to Japan. I just listen to the album 4.5 times and I'm there.
Awesome. My turn again. Or do we all
or
go?
No, Layla.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm trying to remember, because I was stranded at a bus station in Brussels one time, so I'm trying to remember what I listened to.
It's kind of like an airport.
Yeah, yeah. It was similar, except scarier. but yeah, I don't think I even listened to music because my battery was dying and I couldn't find a place to charge my devices. So I think I just kind of sat in silence with my thoughts and, like, pretended to paint my nails so no one would mug me. In this scenario, I would probably just listen to, like, I'm going to shout out the band Wayfairy.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
They're great.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I recorded their album, and
no
I
way.
Love that album so much. I think I would just listen to that so I could just kind of get and just, like, think about, like, all of the details and all the nuances and be like, oh, I remember that. So, yeah, I would listen to Wayfairy.
Are you
album.
An engineer?
I am, yes.
Oh, wow.
That's why I took the headphones off when we were sound checking because I wanted to just be in my... Mm-hmm. Bassist state of mind.
And this is right, another right. reason I am so grateful to play music with Layla because I am so clueless on sound.
That's handy to have somebody
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet Rick is kind of bummed missing out because he's our main engineer.
Oh, yeah.
And Patrick is our
They're doing a great job
producer.
Over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, great job today, Patrick.
Yeah.
My first time. Try my best.
Wow. Congratulations.
And Rob, what would your album be?
Well, first of all, I work at LAX, the other day I worked for like 12 and a half hours, so I do feel like sometimes that I am just stuck in an airport. Guided by, probably one of the Guided by Voices, suitcase things because it's got a more bang for your bunk, buck. One of the Guided by Voices suitcase, Robert Pollard. I'm a huge fan, so it would probably be one of those.
Very cool answers. Is it my turn?
Yes.
All right. All right. I like this question. The movie of your life. Who plays you and who directs it?
Kristen Stewart plays me.
Yes.
Who directs it? Oh. Steven Spielberg.
Whoa.
All right.
Nice. Layla.
I'm so bummed you stole Kristen Stewart from
me. Sorry. Sorry.
Can she play both of us? Can we be like a Parent Trap situation?
I love her so much.
Oh my gosh, love her so much. Okay. I'll be played by Timothée Chalamet. absolutely. And
that's Chalamazing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, shout out to Timmy.
He's listening right now.
Oh, yeah. He's always listening.
Of course.
Let's bring him out.
He's a fan. He's on the Patreon.
Yeah. He's a big supporter.
Oh, yeah. And I don't even know who's gonna. I don't know. David Cronenberg's definitely gonna be directing it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Weird.
Okay. Yeah,
trippy.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to see where that goes. They can make it tomorrow. I just want to see how my life plays out through their eyes. Like, and that'll just
Chalamet and Cronenberg.
Yeah, they gotta do a collab.
That'd be such a weird collab.
Well, this is unbelievable. This is amazing, Layla, but I also believe that Timothée Chalamet would be perfect to play me.
Of course.
So I picked Timothée Chalamet and just probably Quentin Tarantino.
Oh,
make it, you know.
It'd be his final movie would be about your life.
That's good.
Very cool.
Okay. Upon your death, where would you haunt, Corey?
Oh, I would haunt a hotel for sure.
Any specific hotel?
Oh man, I've stayed in so many haunted hotels. I don't know.
Who has the most ghosts that you'd want to hang out with?
Oh, that I'd want to hang out with? I guess it's a great. I don't know. I'd go somewhere in Japan. I'd be haunting in Tokyo. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sorry I took so long to answer that. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's right, Layla.
I would haunt 924 Gailman for sure, because then I could just see great shows every night in my afterlife. And just like, and then every once in a while, like 11-year-old punk kid will just feel the spirit move through them and be like moved to like start a band, and it'll just be me just messing with people.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So, yeah. That's how I plan on my afterlife.
Great answers so far. High scoring quiz. Rob.
You know what? Honestly, I'm sorry, Corey, but I would haunt my girls, Corey and her sister, Sam.
Oh, my God.
And Samantha, I would haunt them because I'd still want to hang out with you guys. I'd be bummed. I'd be dead, so I'd want to hang out. So I would haunt my girls.
That's very sweet. Fine.
For all of eternity.
Oh, God. Okay.
Patrick, you're up.
Okay, I apologize if I'm stealing from anybody, but I heard this last year and I really liked it. What about the animals? So you're going to be an animal, but it's going to be two different animals. Which one is your head and which one is your body? Two animals.
Combining two animals?
Like a cat dog cartoon situation?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's not two heads. It's just your
body. Yeah.
Oh, however you want to configure two animals together.
What's the left? Okay. What's the right?
Have you seen Poor Things, anybody?
Not yet. I need to.
Okay. Yeah. Done.
It's on my Hulu queue.
No, all right, never mind. Watch that movie after this.
I'd want a bunny butt, a bunny rabbit butt.
Half bunny.
Yeah.
Back
half of a bunny. probably a cat face.
Oh, a little kitten bunny.
Okay.
Cat
so
bunny.
Cute.
A cat that hopped around like a bunny.
Yeah.
Because that's what cats need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really hard.
I feel like that's just kind of a short-tailed cat.
Yeah. I just want a bunny butt. I really want a bunny butt. It's hard. I love bunny ears, but I don't know. I have no idea what the time.
It's a hard question.
It's really hard. I'm sorry. That's what I got.
Layla.
Okay. I'd have the head of a hedgehog. So starting there. And I'll have the body of a platypus.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Will I? Okay. This is stupid. I just realized platypuses don't have gills, so I don't know what their breathing mechanism is. Do they just hold their breath under? This is a. Okay. I'm not going to try to get anyone on Wikipedia right now. I just realized that I don't know if I'd actually be able to breathe in water with a hedgehog.
Dear listeners, please write in with your answers to this question.
Yeah. I would have a head of a hedgehog, the body of platypus, and the internal organs of being able to breathe in that situation.
There you go.
Very cool. Weird.
Very
all right, well, I'm
going
to go with body first because I'm thinking skunk because I think it'd just be cool to have, like, to be able to just spray this horrible smelling thing on people. Have the body of a skunk.
That'd be really cool, man.
Head, maybe those dogs, you know those dogs that have the weird hair and their tongue stick like their tongue
stick dog. It's the dog from New York Minute, the Mary Kate and Ashley movie.
It'd be the most, no
it'd be
one
very lonely.
Want to be by, no one would want to hang out with me.
That's actually, that'd probably look kind of cute though. Aww. I could picture it as a plushie.
That's great.
All right. Should we move to rapid fire?
Yeah.
All right, rapid fire. This is a this or that scenario. Like, let's start with Rob. We'll go this way for the rapid fire. Rob, Juggalo or Deadhead?
A Juggalo for sure.
Nice. I did not expect that. Layla?
Deadhead.
It's a Juggalo.
Cool. Yeah. The Insane Clown Posse would be the band you follow. And you,
Magnets,
Magnets.
This doesn't seem safe. I guess I'll have to. I can't believe I'm going to say Deadhead, but Deadhead.
They've got some good songs. They'll turn you on.
Yeah, no, like the Deadhead people are really safe. I crave safety.
It'll be like Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
Good reference.
Jugglers just catching major strays.
Oh my God. All right. Star Wars or Star Trek, Rob?
Oh, Star Trek, 100%.
Star Wars 101%.
Like neither?
Oh! Battlestar Galactica is also a valid answer to that.
I'm not like a Star Wars person. I know that's weird.
Not
a
sci-fi.
I appreciate the cuteness of the characters, but not never seen it. I've maybe tried. It's boring for me.
All right, zombies.
Partially my fault.
Zombies or vampires?
Probably vampires.
All right.
I don't know why my instinct was zombies. Like I don't know. I don't know any of the lore around them. I just feel like I don't know. I'm just gonna go zombies.
I'm gonna go zombies. I feel like vampires are played out.
I just I really like Twilight. If you had asked vampire or werewolf, I would have said werewolf because I'm Team Jacob.
I would still say zombies.
All right, Rob. Beggars or choosers?
Choosers for sure.
Absolutely choosers.
Choosers? These are hard.
Starfish. Patrick.
Got some.
Sunrise or sunset?
Mm-hmm. Rob?
Sunset.
Sunset.
Sunrise.
Excellent.
Donuts or muffins?
Donuts.
Donuts.
For sure. Donuts. For sure.
Three donuts. That's good. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Again. Neither.
Elvis, because he's in the bathroom that I just peed in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Velvet Elvis in there. Dogwater Dick, big fan of Elvis.
Beat up or arrested?
Rob.
Beat up. I don't ever want to get arrested.
No record.
Yeah.
Arrested.
Yeah, arrested. I think because we're girls. We're I don't want to get beat up. Yeah. Like, I don't. Just put me in handcuffs.
Also, I mean.
Safely take me away.
I've a not for podcast story, but
No, I don't want to. I'm good.
Here's an easy one. Clowns, yay or nay?
Nay.
It depends on the context.
Do you say nay?
Yeah, I guess nay for me.
I say yay.
Nay, yay.
I say yay.
Yay. Two yays and a nay.
I know real life clowns that do it for a living, and they're really nice people.
Really?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I do.
I know people who've actually gone. We know people who've actually gone to clown college for real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're awesome musicians.
I found out in a random thing I was listening to that Steve-O went to clown college, and that's how he got his start.
Clowns are very hardworking.
Yeah, I heard it's hard.
Makes
to get
sense.
Into clown
very.
College.
Oh yeah, they're really competitive.
They're very hardworking people.
Like harder than Harvard.
And I love how unapologetically themselves they are. They don't care.
Especially in this day and age, if you want to be a clown now, like I think it's even more so.
Totally, it's like
that's a good point.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
All right. Should we add it up?
Let's do it. Let's get the computer going. Oh, Layla, you ran away with it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Corey, you got second place. Rob, you were in third.
As it should I think be. It's because I'm the only person who answered the cannibalism question.
I don't even, yeah. I didn't know what a juggalo was.
You took it with the cannibal.
I just want to be the Nicole to Paris.
Yeah.
Very good. And so for playing the game, you all get a copy of Nowhere Nevada, original motion picture soundtrack, a movie that came out 10 years ago. But I happen to produce the soundtrack, so here you go.
Amazing.
This is a bunch of local bands from Reno from
awesome. Love it.
10
awesome.
Years and, ago and before.
Thank you.
He's not kidding. He handed us a CD.
I know. Physical CDs in our hands right now.
So fun.
Oh my gosh.
Good. Well, thanks for playing. All right.
Should we get another song? What do we got? Three left?
We got two.
Two.
And they're new songs. Yeah. Never played before.
Oh, okay.
Brand new songs that Corey wrote. I just want to say just real quick that I played music all my life, but I consider myself retired from music. Like I wasn't going to play music anymore, but Corey sent me these songs. I'm writing these songs. I said, these are really good. Let's, you know, you should do them. You should record them. So that's why, you know, I got roped into it, but yeah.
She's and that's how you learned them all. And then
you learned
them all on your own and then came
well,
over.
Well,
I kind of helped her, like, because she only had, most of them just had two chords. So yeah. I kind of added some chords to them.
I really will say that, like, it's been fun because what we do is when I'm in LA for work, I stay at my parents' house and then my dad sits on the couch with his guitar and I'm there with my sticks and I use, sorry, mom, we use the couch as a drum set. Mm-hmm. And then we figure out, we pretty much keep the same structure I had, but then he comes up with guitar stuff and then we record a couch demo. Yeah. And then for these two new songs, we sent the couch demo to Layla and she recorded bass and then sent it back to us and then that's
she
what
killed
we,
it
but
it's Corey. I mean, I don't change any, like Corey gives the lyrics and everything and I go with whatever she does and I just flesh it out a little
bit. Hired gun.
It's been really fun with these newer songs because I've kind of seen them, like in doing the open mics with Corey, I've seen them go from being just like Corey on the guitar just like getting all the lyrics out, and then she'd send me the demos with Rob and I'm like, oh, that's exactly it, like that's how it's always sounded. It's just that we just needed Rob to play it.
Yeah.
So,
And
brought him out of retirement. Yeah, I want to talk to, we've been talking to Corey, which is lovely, but I want to talk to Layla really quick and find out like kind of what your background in music is because you're an engineer, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And like what instruments do you play? How long have you been playing? How'd you get into engineering?
So I play a lot of instruments. These days it's mostly I play bass with Corey and I do some guitar stuff. And I've been singing a lot, but only recently started taking seriously. I do play keys and piano, as Corey was miming. And it's funny, this past weekend I was learning how to play a Persian percussion instrument called daf, because my cousin had one. And I was like looking at YouTube tutorials. And I was like, this is very difficult. So I've played a lot of like other, like in college I played some like different instruments. I played flute very early on. Started at piano and then just kind of have been dabbling and just playing whatever is called for in any given situation. And then engineering just kind of came about really naturally. I think I just kind of, I think part of it is just kind of natural curiosity combined with being, I grew up in Silicon Valley, so always being around technology. And even just like messing around with like that. I had the Toy Story, there's like the tape recorder thing. I had one of those with the microphone. So I would just like sing Avril Lavigne covers into that and like record myself and then listen back and be like, ew, gross. And then they turned into like these really avant-garde recordings because every time I had to rehearse something, I would record on the same tape. So if I had to like rehearse like a poem for class, so it would just be, or like playing piano. So I just have all these really weird avant-garde tapes of, that was my first recording experience, and then eventually computers. And then, I was always really fascinated with recording studios, and that was kind of, for me, that was where all the secrets were. And I thought that was the most glamorous profession in music. I genuinely thought engineers get all the glory. And I was so jealous. So shout out to Patrick. You are the biggest rock star in this building right now. Congratulations. So I just was absolutely fascinated with that, and eventually was doing live sound through Public Access TV, and then eventually worked my way into like college radio and then recording studios, and then just kind of always picking up new things, and then yeah, I was engineering at a bunch of studios in the Bay, like Tiny Telephone, Women's Audio Mission. And now I just have a little woodshed studio in Truckee. That's where I track most of the stuff that I do up here.
That's awesome. Do other bands like come up from the Bay to see you, or like
I commute down to the Bay. Yeah, there's more space down there, and yeah, I don't want people to drive up here in the snow.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, yeah. I barely want to do it, so I wouldn't ask other people to do it. But yeah, I mean the Bay's not that far. Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yeah,
and then you mentioned that you've been playing music. What, your whole life, Rob?
Pretty much, since I was 16.
Okay. And what kind of bands?
Punk bands. Always like a punk kid, yeah. All
right. You were a CBGB guy?
I was. I played it. My band, the Holy Terrors, played CBGBs. And
what was your band called?
The Holy Terrors.
Holy Terrors.
The Holy Terrors, yeah. Cool. That was my main band that I was in.
Holy Terrors.
And yeah, I still have my guitar. My Telecaster is my same guitar I had since I've been in high school.
Yeah, if you Google, you'll see the picture of them right outside of CBGB's, right?
Yeah.
That's why I grew up with cool parents. I didn't not like no no shade on the Beatles, but I didn't even know who the Beatles were until I was way older. Because yeah, I knew who the Ramones were. I knew who Devo was. I know who, like, but I didn't know who the Beatles were. I thought that was like Bugs. When
respectable.
Someone,
like, that's fine. Respect.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
How do you feel about the Beatles now?
Oh, love. Okay. Yeah, they don't bother me.
They don't bother
you. Yeah, right. Same.
They don't bother me. I mean, I think they're like, their songs are very like high vibe songs. Like, they make me happy. Mm. But, yeah, they don't bother me.
Yeah, they're harmless.
That
yeah,
is an answer. Yeah.
Man, that's so cool. You have like a punk rock legend dad in your band.
Yeah, I know. I'm very lucky. I'm a punk rock Nepo baby. Nepo
baby. It's great. So can people get a hold of you on the internet to either book you or find out where you're playing shows?
Yeah, I have a Bandcamp, coryelba.bandcamp.com. And I know it's like taboo. I have an Instagram, but it's cory.elba. And
that's not taboo.
It's not. It's fine. Nice. And then let's see. I guess anyone can send me an email at coryelba@gmail.com. Super simple. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And if you're not creepy, I'll answer.
Right on. And if you do want to advertise your studio?
Just hit me up. I have two Instagrams. My sort of main contact one is Layla Mo _obligatory_IG_presence. And then
people be rewinding that to write that
Yeah, down. Yeah, yeah. Check the show notes. I'm sure it'll be in there. And then it's a separate plug for something I'm trying to build up. The microphone that Patreon people heard Corey in the first song use, I actually made it for her.
Oh, no shit.
And
oh,
wow. I'm trying to like wire my, like, I'm like wiring more microphones and making guitar pedals. So that's electric.layla.labs. So yeah, hit me up on that Instagram because I'm trying to build that up right now.
That's rad. I should send Kat Hart your way.
Yes.
Please. Yeah, she does it through a telephone.
Yes. I know. I saw her play.
Oh, you know Kat?
Yeah, I know Kat totally randomly. I just was at, like, a friend of mine was, it was her like cancer remission party, and we ended up at, I can't even remember what's the place called, the Mead?
Oh, Black Rabbit.
Yeah, we were at Black Rabbit. And Kat was performing. And my friend was like, what's she doing with the telephone? And I was like, I've actually made stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it's so cool.
Yeah, I love
we
Kat.
Just had her not too long ago, a few months ago.
We'll include a picture of Corey on her CB radio microphone.
Yes.
And the drum kit
that
downstairs.
Was fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was the first time I really got to use it.
Haven't gotten to use it live yet. So.
Very cool. Well,
we're going to have, what are you guys going to go down? You're going to go downstairs. We're going to play two more songs.
Yeah, the two new
songs. And that's going to take us out, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. While Corey is setting up for that, I will go ahead and plug a couple of things going on this weekend, if that's okay.
Yeah, hot shows.
Yeah, we actually do have John is bringing the Queers, Manchild, Pussy Velour, and Heterophobia to VSB.
John who?
Huh?
John? Oh, John.
John and Patty, yeah. To VSB this weekend, so that's great. But if I can make it out to any show, and it's only because I never get to see Matt Bushman play. Matt Bushman's album release party is also Saturday the Nautilus behind Rum Sugar Lime.
Where's Rum Sugar Lime?
It's on Virginia, like down next to Melting Pot, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Midtown. And Nautilus is like, they're kind of like little speakeasy secret show venue in the back.
Cool.
Not so secret. But definitely see that. And then also The Scattering is playing with Kinghorn at Ryland, 620 Ryland on Tuesday.
Yes.
So the Empire. Metal. So go see those shows if you want to go see shows.
Very good. I want to thank you guys for being on, Corey and Corey's band.
Aww, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. It's fun.
It's so fun.
Patrick, thank you for driving the ship today.
Patrick. I love to serve.
Taking the controls.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank no you squeals. So much.
I know. No squeals in that. I know. This is the best sounding thing we've ever done.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Corey, yeah. I'm going to be stage dad real quick. You should tell everyone what the song, that the new song you got.
I was actually going to ask if I could talk about the new songs real quick.
Yeah. Let me say goodbye to everybody and then you do that.
Okay.
So for the Worst Little Podcast, Cadillac Kim, thank you for being here today. And Rory Dowd, Chewbacca, Lord Strice out there. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I'm going to play two new songs. And the first one is called Justice for Nadine. And my friend Nadine was telling me a story about how when she was little, her parents took her out to buy the Dookie and Jagged Little Pill CDs. But then when they heard them, they took them away from her. And she just always wondered how she would be if she had really been able to hear them as a kid and listen to them. So I wrote a song called Justice for Nadine. But one quick thing about this that is just so perfectly poetic is that I just got back from Tokyo like 3 days ago and I went to go see Green Day. And I noticed that on the exclusive concert merch that they had, it was an Asia and Australia tour. And my friend Nadine happened to be in Australia. I told her to go get tickets for the Sydney show. We went to the same tour within 5 days of each other. Aww. And got matching shirts. And I just think it's so cute that like she finally got to go to a Green Day concert and hear the songs that like she wished she was able to hear. She healed her inner child. And I basically wrote this song for Nadine, for her inner child. And I really
she's listening.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she will.
Send her the link.
Yeah, we love Nadine. And I don't know if I should talk about the second new song now or after. So actually,
you can talk whenever you want.
The next, okay, so that's going to be Justice for Nadine. And then I'll close out with another new song called Dumped in Tokyo, which...
I don't think you need to say more, right?
That's kind of
yeah, what's that about?
I will, the only thing I will say is that the chorus is in Japanese, so... That's all I'll say. Yeah. Okay.
Our Japanese listeners
ask your
will
Japanese
be like,
friends
oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So if you're ready, we're going to play the two new songs. I'm so excited. Really, really not okay after I heard the news. Dookie and Jagged Little Pill bought and refused against your will. God damn it. Parents don't understand why you seriously needed to hear these bands. Sweet, sweet little lady. Your story made me wanna scream. I want nothing more than to take you to the record store. Cause Green Day and Alanis are as essential as Post on Monica. God damn it. Parents don't understand why you seriously needed to hear these bands. And you can bet we will be having a blast when I come around. All these chumps out there pulling teeth and I was. Welcome to paradise. And in the end, she'll tell her parents to fuck off and die. Sweet, sweet little Nadine, your story made me wanna scream. I want nothing more than to take you to the record store. Cause Green Day and Alanis are as essential as Hooked on Funk. Say, God damn it, parents don't understand why you seriously needed to hear these bands. And all I really want is to pick you up and smoke some Mary Jane. I got one hand in my pocket waiting for the train. And I can see right through you as you're tripping, smoking that chronic, singing, isn't it ironic that maybe your parents can be forgiven? And you ought to know it's kind of perfect, cause after all these years, the resentment just ain't worth it. Sweet, sweet little Nadine, your story made me wanna scream. I want nothing more. Cause Green Day and Alanis are as essential as Hooked on Phonics. And God damn it, parents don't understand why you seriously needed to hear these bands. Sweet, sweet little Nadine, your story made me wanna scream. And God damn it, we need justice for Nadine.
Yeah.
Woo! Yay. Okay.
It's me. I'm Nadine.
we are all Nadine.
We're all Nadine.
Okay, well, this last song, a new song. Hold on, I need a minute. 1 second. Okay. It's called Dumped in Tokyo. And this, the events of this song took place this past November. So, I had this trip planned for like a year. A week in Japan for me and Lawrence Greer. Then 1 month ago, out of the blue, you show up and say you want to start something new. Let's just be friends, okay, and take things slow. Ain't no rush, plus I'm prepping for a show. You say you're ready, and you ask me to be yours. I tell you, okay, cause I felt like you matured. With days that never end. Solo strolls to check out all my favorite places. Text you from the 7-Eleven to show you that I'm not playing. But you're needy, jealous, and insecure. Not sure why you're tripping, cause you know I stay pure. I always wanna see the best in all humans. You know I'm a flight attendant, so goddamn independent. If you can't handle how I live my life, that's cool. But really? Over a text while I'm in Tokyo? What a fool. Oh, Tokyo Ami Nagomi. Oh, Tokyo Ami Nagomi. Doing this shit again to me. When you know I like to be wild and free. Back home as the snow starts to fall. Honestly, I'm totally fine and not stressed at all. Tell me why, when it comes to your acts, I'm still a witness. Ding dong. Oh shit, is that him? I swear, if I have to see one more bouquet of flowers to diffuse it, I think I really might just start to fucking lose it. Oh, Tokyo Ami Nagomi. Oh, Tokyo Ami Nagomi. Doing this shit again to me. When you know I like to be wild and free.
Whole world.
Dog Water Studios.
Would you mind explaining it to me?
No.